Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the broadcast lair of Zia Comics in downtown Las Cruces. I am your host, Troy Stegner. I have an unboxing for you. Before we get into that, I'm asking for one favor, man. Subscribe. It really helps us a lot. Pandering over. I have, oh my goodness, boom, the 110 scale Colossus from Iron Studios, purchased through, of course, Sideshow. Sorry. So we got, I always find it easier just to take the box off rather than trying to pull the box out. All right, so we have the Colossus 110 scale from Iron Studios. Good old Piotr Rasputin. If you don't know the backstory on Piotr, he was, of course, from Siberia, with, you know, hence the Russian name. Discovered his powers when he saved his sister from a runaway tractor. She was about to get run over, and boom, he stopped it. His power is he is able to transform his body into metal. I mean, he was pretty formidable even before that, you know, 6'7". His sister, Ilyana, which you probably know as Magic, is she's also an X-Men. He also has an older brother, or had an older brother, Mikhail, who was a cosmonaut and supposedly died in a failed launch. So, yeah, I mean, this... it's pretty big. He's got a, looks like a piece of Sentinel arm there, a forearm piece. This is part of a diorama, the 110 scale Iron Studios diorama. So it should go with some other pieces there. This is a simple two piece. You got the base and the figure is all one piece. There's no removable head or hands. What you've got is what you've got. You're not going to alter it. But he's a... you know, for what it is, for the size, 110 scale, it's fairly well detailed. Polystone. So we got that. I think it might be a limited edition. I don't say. I didn't see on the website, so it's not too very limited. Or they would tell you. So they have a real good, if you look, there's a footprint here for his forefoot. And there's only one leg with a peg, 1 foot with a peg there. So it's going to be a pretty easy, and it's keyed, so it only goes in one way. So yeah, I'm kind of liking it, man. We got Colossus there. Getting ready to toss this piece of Sentinel hand somewhere. Sentinel arm, not the hand. He's got a... he's pretty muscular there, metallic muscles. So, like I said, that is a battle diorama. The base should sit up next to others. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about limited number on the bottom. You just get the bases usually have some information on them. You know, this is just Iron Studios 110 scale Colossus. Not a bad little piece. You know, it was really affordable. It was under $200. I believe it might be sold out now, last I looked. But yeah, he's got the grimace in his face. They portrayed him pretty accurate in Deadpool. He's the good guy. He doesn't want to harm anybody. He's trying to do things right all the time. Except for maybe his infatuation with Kitty Pryde. In the beginning, she was... underage when she came to the X-Mansion. Didn't stop him from, you know, hitting on her since he was over the age of being a minor. But that's neither here nor there. Great character. Pretty good piece. Not posable. It is a statue, polystone statue. But it's, you know, it's the base is pretty heavy. The actual figure, not so much. But I like it. I would recommend it. If you're looking for an affordable X-Men piece and you're a Colossus fan, and he's been around the X-Men, you know, pretty much from the beginning. Not the very beginning, but pretty close. So, yeah, there you go, man. Yeah, dude's got a 1, 2, 3, 8 pack. So he's pretty buff. He's pretty buff. Big old thick thighs. So, the Colossus 110 scale from Iron Studios. Recommend it. For the price, good bang for the buck. You can't go wrong. If you like that unboxing and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It's free. Totally free. Don't cost you nothing. And it helps us out a lot with the algorithms. So, until you see our next unboxing, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or EVE? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.